Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley. Hugh Beaumont. Tony Dow. And Jerry Mathers.
It's me, dear.
Hi.
Hi. Didn't Beaver home yet? It's almost supper time.
No, he went to the library as soon as he came home from school. I can't imagine a building full of books keeping him this long.
Well, of course, there are other things at the library he could be studying, like girls.
Our little Theodore?
Dear, our little Theodore is in the eighth grade, and if he hasn't discovered the romantic advantages of studying in a library by this time, he's not his father's son.
Come on, Fidel.
Who is she?
Who's who, Mom?
The girl in the library.
Gee, Mom, the only girl in the library is Miss Dodson. She's not a girl, she's a lady. She'll help me pick out these books.
Oh, The Life of George Washington, The Biography of Theodore Roosevelt. Well, tell me, you're thinking of becoming president when you grow up.
Who, me? I don't even want to be a monitor at school. I got these to see I write this kind of junk. Because Mr. Thompson, he's our English teacher. He wants us to write an autobiography. You know, Dad, that's the whole story of your life from the very first second you were born.
Yes, I know.
Beaver, you could put in your autobiography. Sometimes I forget to get washed for dinner.
Yes, Mom. If you come up with a real good autobiography, you might get rich. How come, Wally? Well, the movies might buy it. They're making all that kind of stuff now. I'll cut it out, will you, Wally? I can see it now. Marlon Brando in The Life of Beaver Cleaver.
Wally, stop picking on your brother.
Yes, sir.
Beaver, just how long does this autobiography have to be?
3 whole pages. Boy.
Well, Beaver, that's not very much.
No. I noticed those biographies you brought home on Washington and Roosevelt ran anywhere from 200 to 400 pages.
Gosh, Dad, look how old those guys were. They had lots more to write about.
I guess maybe you have a point there.
Well, say, Mom, Dad, do you guys remember any interesting stuff that happened to me when I was a little kid that I could write about?
Well, you did have the chicken pox when you were only 4, and the measles when you were 6.
Chicken pox? Measles? Oh, boy, I'm in trouble. Steve, why don't you write about how you fell off the roof when you were a baby and you landed on your head and you bounced all the way across the lawn?
Gee, that's neat.
It's funny, I don't seem to remember that.
Wally, you know that never happened.
Oh, I know, but I was just trying to help him punch up his life. I can't make up any stuff, Wally. Mr. Thompson says he only wants us to write about stuff that really happened.
Well, you started to talk when you were only 7 months old.
Yeah? What'd they say?
Mama.
Mama? Is that all I said?
Beaver, I wish we could tell you that you startled the world by reciting the Gettysburg Address from your bassinet, but it just wouldn't be true.
Boy, I don't know how I'm going to fill 3 pages with that kind of junk.
Well, Beaver, why don't you just take your life and triple space it?
Thanks a heap, Wally.
I watched you in the cafeteria yesterday.
How come? Was I flipping my soup or something?
I think you're cute when you eat. You're even cute when you're not eating.
You better hurry up, Betsy, or you'll be late for class.
You want to walk over with me, Beaver?
Why? You afraid you get lost or something?
Of course not, silly. I just thought you might want to walk over with me, that's all.
Well, I gotta stay here and clean up my locker. It's a mess, isn't it, Gilbert?
Yeah, and that's how come the Board of Health's making them clean it up.
Okay. I look for you in class, Beaver.
Beaver, she sure likes you.
Yeah, she's really a kook.
She does act kind of goofy.
Yeah. I wish you'd stay in Bellport instead of moving down here. We got enough creepy girls running around without importing any.
It's funny how a goofy girl like her always gets A's in composition.
How do you know she gets A's?
Virginia told me. She said she was ahead of her English class at Bellport, and she was just about the smartest girl in the whole class.
Maybe Virginia just made that up.
No, Virginia's her best friend. She hates her. That's why she always tells the truth about her.
No, I bet she's that smart. I'll bet she gets an A for an autobiography.
Yeah, and if you could get her to help you with yours, you'd get an A on it, too.
Gee, Gilbert, why don't you help me? I've been calling her a nut and a zombie and a creep face, all kinds of stuff like that.
Because she hasn't heard you, that's why.
Hey, that's right. Well, I never said any of that stuff when she was around.
Yeah, and I'll bet she has enough words left over from her autobiography to finish that third page for you.
Yeah, girls always have more words than they can use. That's why they're all the time yakking so much.
Oh, thank you, Beaver.
Well, that's okay. I want to see how far it opened anyway. If you want to watch me, I'll be in the cafeteria in about an hour.
Oh, that'll be neat. I'll be there for sure.
Yeah, well, this is a good date because I'm having spare ribs. There's always a lot of action in that kind of eating.
You're so nice to me today, Beaver.
Oh, well, I guess I just sort of feel sorry for you. You know, moving here from Bellport and having all the kids call you creep and everything.
They have some real mean boys here, Beaver. I'm glad you're not like that.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty mean, too. But not when I'm talking to a nice girl like you.
No, Beaver.
Betsy, I was wondering if I could ask you to do a favor for me.
Well, certainly, Beaver.
Honey, you want another cup of coffee before I throw it out?
Well, when you put it that way, the answer is no.
It's just I made a little too much tonight.
June, any time you're torn between throwing something down the drain and offering it to me, I always choose the drain. Hey, what's making Beaver so happy tonight?
You know, I don't understand it either. Last night he was certain he was going to get a D in his autobiography, and tonight he said he wouldn't be surprised if he gets an A.
He'll be the only one who's not surprised. I've read some of his compositions.
Well, you don't think he writes well?
Parental pride forbids my putting it so crudely. Let's just say that as of the moment, I don't think either J.D. Salinger or John O'Hara has anything to worry about.
Well, I don't understand it either. Wally says Beaver read his autobiography to him last night.
Well, what was Wally's expert opinion?
He couldn't say. He fell asleep before Beaver finished the first page.
Hope it doesn't have the same effect on Mr. Thompson. Why, Beaver, how can a girl write a guy's autobiography?
Well, she said it'd be easy. All she's going to do is stick in a few extra words, and I'll have three pages.
Well, I guess if she's as smart as you say she is, she can do that all right.
Well, sure. She's just going to stretch everything out. Like, take about how I wrote when I was born, remember?
Nah, I think I was falling asleep about then.
Gee, Wally, that was only the first part. Well, anyway, I wrote it was raining when I was born. You know what she's going to put instead? She's going to write that the rain was beating against the window pane, saying pitter-patter, pitter-patter, pitter-patter.
Gee, Beaver, you can't have a whole page with nothing but pitter-patters.
She's not going to do that. Betsy's good at patting stuff out.
I don't know, Beav. You're taking a big chance having a girl write your autobiography.
Gee, Wally, she can't do anything wrong.
Well, look, Beaver, suppose she forgets herself and starts writing about the first time you went to the beauty parlor or the first pair of silk stockings you ever got or something like that. You'd feel pretty dopey having Mr. Thompson get up in class and read that.
She can't do that, Wally, because you see, I told her not to write anything new, and then I'm going to read it before she turns it in, and she's going to type it and everything.
No kidding? Well, she must really like it.
Yeah, she's really a kook. Guess that's why she likes me.
Hi, Betsy. Your mother said I could come right out. Hi, Virginia. How come you're out in the school night? Oh, my mother came over to stick your mother with some raffle tickets for some charity. So I came with her. How come you're still doing homework? Oh, it's not my homework. It's for a nice boy who asked me to help him with his autobiography. What's his name? Theodore Cleaver. Beaver? Why, that rat-faced little boon. Well, you ought to hear some of the things he says about you. Gee, Virginia, are you sure? Well, he even let me sit next to him in the cafeteria today and watch him eat.
That's because he wants you to help him. But he's been going around telling everybody that they should have never let a creepy-faced zombie like you out of Bellport, because they've got enough creepy-faced girls here.
Why, that awful beaver. I'll show him.
That's it, Betsy. Let that big monkey write his own autobiography. A deed's too good for him.
Monkey. That's it. He was born in Africa, right in the middle of a jungle with a bunch of cannibals all around him. No, he wasn't. He was born right here. Not in the autobiography I'm going to write for him. I'll get even with him.
I'll help you. Let's write a whole bunch of stupid things about him and his whole family.
See, Betsy? I never knew homework could be this much fun.
You, that's what he wants. Now, why don't you pick up the phone and find out? I'm not your secretary, you know.
Hello? Yes, this is Betsy. Oh, hello, Beaver.
I was just wondering when you'd be through fixing up my autobiography.
Why, Beaver, I finished it. I even handed it in for you this afternoon after school.
Gee, Betsy, what'd you do that for? You said you'd let me read it before you handed it in.
Did I say that, Beaver? Gosh, I'm so sorry. I guess I just must have forgot. Oh, but you don't have to worry. It's even better than the one I wrote for myself. You're sure to get an A on it. Yes, it's exactly 3 pages. You're welcome, Beaver. I'm always glad to do a favor for a nice boy like you.
Horrible little rat.
Of all the autobiographies handed in, there's one in particular that's most interesting. It's very unusual, to say the least. It was written by Theodore Cleaver and displays an extraordinary talent, far beyond that for which I ever gave Mr. Cleaver credit. To say I was surprised is putting it mildly. I'd like to read a portion of it to you.
Boy, Beav, I'll bet you'll get an A-plus for this.
The Autobiography of Theodore Cleaver by Theodore Cleaver. I was born in the middle of the African jungle. My father was a famous newspaper correspondent and was writing a story about some cannibals. My mother went with him to make sure they didn't eat him alive or something like that, so that's why I was born there. When I was little, I played with all the little cannibal kids and their monkey friends. It was real fun, especially when they went out headhunting. Sometimes it was very hard to find enough heads for everybody, so some of the kids let me play with their heads. That was neat. Now, quiet, please, quiet. When I was a little bigger, the King and Queen of England asked my father to come over to England and have tea and crumpets with him because they were such good friends. So my mother and I went with him. We lived with them in Windsor Castle for a long time, and I got to be real good friends with their little boy, Charlie. Everybody else called him Prince Charles. Then my father was sent to interview the Sultan of Morocco. So we rode on top of the camels for 30 days, bouncing up and down. I want a few words with you after class, Mr. Cleaver.
Yes, sir.
Boy, Beaver, whatever made you make up a dopey autobiography like that?
I didn't make it up. That goonie Betsy made it up for me.
What'd she do that for?
Because she's a goon. Anyway, I didn't know better than let a goonie girl help me.
Yeah, and you can't trust any of them.
Boy, it's a good thing she liked you, Beaver. She would have written something worse.
Yeah, boy, wait till I see her.
What'd Mr. Thompson do to you?
Oh, he bawled me out for making a joke out of the assignment. But they gave me an F. He said I have to have it signed by my father.
Well, why didn't you tell him Betsy did it?
Because then I would have gotten a zero.
Boy, Beaver, your dad's going to clobber you when he reads that junk about cannibals and camels and all that stuff.
Yeah. Boy, I sure wish I could go to your house, Gilbert.
That wouldn't work. Your father'd only come over to my house and hit you there.
Yeah. He's real good at finding me.
Oh, Beaver. Aren't you even going to thank me?
Gee, Beaver, it sounded just like Tarzan.
What are you going to write that junk for, you stupid little zombie?
That'll teach you to go around telling everybody I'm a rat-faced goon and should have stayed in Bellport.
Well, you are. On account of you, I got napped.
Good, good, good. That's just what you deserve, you dopey little dope.
Say, Dad, would you mind signing something for me?
Of course not, Beaver. What is it?
Oh, it's just some crummy papers.
Well, suppose you let me have a look at the crummy papers.
Well, gee, Dad, couldn't you sign them without looking at them?
No, Beaver, I usually think it's good policy to know what I'm signing.
Well, it's just that autobiography. Well, Mr. Thompson said he wanted you to sign it.
What mark did you get, Beaver?
An F.
An F? Well, you told me you thought you'd get an A.
Well, Beaver, I don't always expect you to get A's. That's asking too much, but I certainly don't expect F's either. You're capable of better work than that. I'd like to read what you wrote.
I didn't write it.
What do you mean you didn't write it?
Well, I only had 2 pages and I needed 3. So some creepy wise guy girl said she'd pick it up for me. So I got 3 pages.
Beaver, are you trying to tell me that you let someone else write your autobiography for you?
Yeah, Dad. I guess that's what I'm trying to tell you. But I didn't know she was going to write about you being so famous and all that junk.
Well, you shouldn't have let her write it in the first place.
Yeah, but I didn't know she was going to write about you being a famous news correspondent. When she said I was born in Africa and I play with cannibals. Well, and we knew the King and Queen of England and a lot of dopey stuff like that, Dad.
Beaver, now why would she write anything so ridiculous?
Because she found out I called her names. It said that they should have never let her out of Bellport because we had enough creepy girls here already.
Beaver, did you tell your teacher that she wrote it?
Well, no, Mom.
Why not?
Gee, Dad, you can't squeal on a girl.
Oh, I suppose you can't. But you don't go around letting other people do your homework for you either. I hope this will be a good lesson to you.
It sure is, Dad. From now on, if anybody does my homework, it's going to be some creepy boy.
Beaver, that was not what I meant.
Beaver, you should always do your own homework. I thought we'd impress that on you.
That's right. So I suggest you start right now by sitting down and writing your own autobiography.
But what's the use, Dad? Mr. Thompson already failed me.
Because I think it's important that he see your work, not someone else's.
Yes, sir. But, Dad, you are going to sign it, aren't you?
Until after I read it. Find out what I did in Africa.
Well, wish you didn't get clobbered.
How'd you know?
I didn't hear you do any hollering.
Yeah. Well, Dad says I have to write my own autobiography and give it to Mr. Thompson.
Boy, Beaver, you'd have been better off if Dad had clobbered you.
Yeah. Now I gotta do the whole thing over again. Just on account of some creepy girl. Boy, what a mess.
Well, Beaver, you gotta learn when you start asking girls to do favors for you. There's bound to be some kind of mess.
Yes, sir.
I read that second autobiography you turned in.
Yes, sir.
You realize, of course, you took up almost a whole page saying you were never raised by cannibals, you didn't know the King and Queen of England, and you never played with Prince Charles and so forth.
Yes, sir, but I thought you ought to know all that stuff never happened to me.
Well, I was able to come to that conclusion myself. You know, that first autobiography was nothing like you, Theodore. Would you like to explain it?
Well, I'd like to, sir. But I can't without getting somebody else in trouble.
Oh, I see.
But I'll tell you one thing, Mr. Thompson. You've got some real sneaky girls in this class.
Yes, I imagine I have. As a matter of fact, I know the name of one of them. She came to me this morning and told me that she was responsible for your first autobiography.
She did?
Yes. And Betsy also said she didn't think it was fair for you to get an F just because she was mad at some creepy little boy.
Boy, what a kook.
I beg your pardon?
Oh, nothing, Mr. Thompson.
Well, in view of the circumstances and the fact that you tried to atone for it by writing your own autobiography, I'm giving you a C.
A C?
Well, I hope you're not disappointed. I know that sneaky girl promised you an A, but you'll have to wait till she becomes a teacher for that.
Oh, no, sir. A C will be just fine.
All right, you can go then, Theodore.
Well, thank you, Mr. Thompson.
Well, Theodore, about sneaky girls. We had a lot of them in my class, too, when I was your age.
No kidding? Gosh, how could you stand it?
Well, when you get old enough, you won't see their faults.
Gee, Mr. Thompson, I don't think I'll ever get that old.
Honey, would you mind emptying the trash can for me?
It's full.
How the mighty have fallen.
What do you mean by that?
Well, here I am, a once world-famous newspaper correspondent. I had to encompass with the King and Queen of England, saved the life of the Sultan of Morocco, showed the Emperor of Japan how to do the twist, and taught the Eskimos how to can blubber. Look at me now. Reduced to emptying trash cans.
That little girl did have a wonderful imagination, didn't she?
Yeah, it's too bad it wasn't true.
You know, she must be a pretty sweet little girl to have told Beaver's teacher the truth.
Dear yesterday, you thought she was a horrible little girl.
Dear yesterday, she hadn't confessed.
Oh. There must be some logic behind that somewhere. I'll look for it after the trash can.
You mean she told Mr. Thompson that she wrote it because she didn't want you to get meth?
Yeah, she's a real kook, all right.
Boy, if that isn't just like a girl. Well, you don't expect it. They go and do something nice for you.
Yeah, well, like you said, Wally, you can't trust any of them.
Whatever you have to do, floss, trim your nails, sort the mail, you can do it with TV Land's Leave It to Beaver Fandemonium Marathon on. Just stay tuned.